Crown Papers, a serial in 6 episodes by Peter Ling and Juliet Ace. Episode 1, Easter Monday, 1933. At Crown House, when the Minster family have finished luncheon, Richard and Polly are the first to reach the drawing room.
Buck up, Danny. I've bagged the best chair for you. Now make yourself comfortable before the rest of them descend on us.
Oh, but that's your dad's chair.
Oh, he won't mind. You're entitled to it because of your interesting condition.
Oh, you're a dear. Oh, Richie. Mm. I love you.
Mm. Oh, here they come. Sit down, quick. Pa, I told Polly she must have the big chair, all right?
Oh, yes, certainly.
Jenny, dear, would you open the windows onto the terrace? Let's make the most of the sunshine.
Yes, of course.
Now I suppose we shall all sit in a howling draught.
Rubbish, Mama. Alice is quite right. It's a fine spring day.
Mark my words, it won't last. Richard, fetch me my shawl.
Yes, Grandma. How about you, darling? Are you warm enough?
Oh, I'm fine, Richie. Having a baby inside is like having a built-in hot water bottle.
Oh, not much longer to wait. 2 months will whiz by.
Oh, I certainly hope so. Alex keeps asking when his baby brother's going to arrive so they can play football.
What's become of the children? They're not still hunting for Easter eggs, surely.
No, the twins took Alex down to the paddock. He's learning to ride the pony.
Oh, Easter Monday's a funny sort of day. You expect it to be like Christmas, only nothing happens. They ought to get the king to do one of his talks on the wireless.
Oh, His Majesty doesn't enjoy broadcasting. He was very nervous last Christmas, though he'd never admit it.
Oh, of course, you were doing your lady-in-waiting act, weren't you? Did they put microphones inside Buckingham Palace?
No, the family were at Sandringham. They used a little room under the staircase as a studio and hung up blankets to make it soundproof. Her Majesty held my hand all the time the king was on the air. She knew he was suffering from stage fright.
Oh, I know the feeling. I used to get terrible first night nerves myself in the old days.
Polly, dear, you can hardly compare your experiences as a chorus girl to the reigning monarch addressing the nation.
Oh, sorry I spoke. I'll keep my trap shut in future.
Oh, is that a promise?
Oh, pig. I'm going to be like Caroline. I won't say a word.
Yes, you've been very quiet, Caro. It's not like you at all.
Everything's so restful at home, after the Argus. People yelling, phones going non-stop. Honestly, Pa, you should see what it's like in Fleet Street.
No, thank you. I'm quite happy here, at Crown House.
Oh, by the way, I saw an old family friend the other day at a press conference.
Really? Who was that?
Paul Wayman.
Wayman? Damn his eyes.
I thought he was a friend of yours. He was always dropping in when we were little.
That was a long time ago. Can we talk about something else?
I'm sorry. Excuse me.
Where are you going, dear?
I think I'll see how Alex is getting on.
Keep your knees tucked in.
Oh, hello.
Hello, Martin. Alex doesn't look very safe.
It's all right, Mandy's got the leading rein.
Miranda! Don't let him fall off!
Oh, well, he seems to be enjoying himself.
Lucky Alex. What a way to spend the holidays, teaching a 5-year-old to sit on a pony. It's such a bloody bore.
Martin!
Well, you know what I mean. The parents still treat us like kids. It drives me mad. Damn it, I'm 14.
I know the feeling. If you ever get desperate, you can always talk to me.
How can I? You're up in London all the time.
We'll write to each other. Or you could nip up to town and see me. Don't forget that.
I detest London. Give me the peace and quiet of Crown House.
Think yourself lucky Alice's brother didn't turn up with that wife of his. She never stops talking.
Gina's not that bad. Such a shame they had to cry off.
No doubt they were invited somewhere much more fashionable.
Charlie informed me that they had to go to a political rally. That chap Mosley. Apparently he's the latest craze.
Oh, I do wish Nicholas had been here. It's so nice when the whole family can be together.
You're like a mother hen. Richard, Nicholas, Caroline, Martin and Miranda. I'm sure you think of them as your brood of chicks.
I meant, well, it's hard for Jenny waiting for Nicholas.
That's what happens when you marry a sailor. But his ship was due into Portsmouth this morning, so with any luck he'll
Talk
be
of the
here.
Devil! There's a taxi coming up the drive.
Already? He must have caught an early train. I'll go and meet him.
Okay, thanks a lot. Keep the change.
Nick, darling. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were my husband.
Hi there. Remember me? Scott Hansen, Gina's brother.
Oh, Scott, of course. It's been so many years. You went back to America, didn't you?
Right. Working on a new weekly. But now they sent me over here as their European correspondent. Gina did tell you I was coming. You were expecting me.
Actually, she must have forgotten. She and Sir Charles were supposed to come down this weekend, but they cancelled at the last minute.
Isn't that typical? And I've just paid off the cab.
Don't worry. It's a very nice surprise. You must come in and say hello to everyone.
I feel terrible gate-crashing like this.
My dear fellow, you're one of the family. My wife's brother's wife's brother. And what could be closer than that?
It's lovely to see you, Scott, after... How long is it?
Too long. I've been in the States nearly 4 years.
You know everyone, don't you? William's mother, Lady Beatrice. You remember Scott, Mama?
You had bright red hair and freckles. And they faded somewhat. You must be getting older like the rest of us.
I guess that's true. You're looking younger than ever, ma'am.
My looks don't pity me. I'm a martyr to arthritis. But I look radiant, so I never get any sympathy.
Nonsense. You know Richard and his wife Polly?
Of course. I came to your wedding.
And look at us now. A dreary middle-aged couple with one small son, another one on the way.
Oh, dreary, he says. You speak for yourself.
And Jenny, our other daughter-in-law. Nicholas is in the Navy, mm-hmm. but we're expecting him home on leave soon.
When I heard the taxi, I thought you were Nick for a minute.
Sorry to be a disappointment.
And Caroline? Caro?
I couldn't possibly forget Caro.
I should hope not. It's because you came down here all those years ago telling me how wonderful it was to be a journalist. That's why I'm a struggling hack working on the Argus.
But hold on, there were two other ladies, Lady Edith and Grace somebody.
My sister Edith and her friend Grace Duncan. They moved to a little villa in the Pyrenees where Edith paints watercolours of the Mediterranean.
Which no one in their senses would dream of buying.
Well, it's great to see you all again. But I mustn't impose on you any longer. Do you happen to know the times of the trains back to London?
Oh, you must stay till tomorrow at least. We'll find the housekeeper and put you in one of the guest rooms.
No, really, I couldn't possibly.
Come on. I've got a million things to ask you, and I won't take no for an answer.
Take care, Alice. She's always been smitten with that young chap. Have you forgotten the time she ran off to London?
Oh, that wasn't serious. She was only a schoolgirl.
Did you see the way she looked at him? She's serious now. Good-looking fellow. Pity he's losing his hair. He'll be bald by the time he's 40. I've been so lucky. There's not a hair on my head that wasn't put there by the Almighty. Where are you off to, Richard?
Down to the home farm, Grandmama. Time for the milking.
Well, if you happen to go near the stables, you might send Alex in for a wash and brush up before tea.
Well, why not come with me? Walk will do you good.
Not me. I've too much weight to lug about this weather.
Jenny, then? Come and keep me company.
All right. I feel like some fresh air. Oh, if Nick turns up, tell him where I am, won't you?
Well, this is the blue room. Will it be all right?
All right. It's the cat's pajamas.
I haven't the faintest idea what that means.
It means terrific. I slept here the first time I visited.
That seems like a lifetime ago.
You were still a kid at school in those days.
You told me about Marxism and the class struggle and labor conditions in the USA.
Oh, God, was I that bad?
It was fascinating. I'd never met anyone like you in my life.
I never met anyone quite like you, either. You look as if working in Fleet Street agrees with you.
Oh, it's all right, I suppose. Only I never get the chance to write about anything real.
How's that?
The news editor keeps sending me out to cover society weddings because of the family connections. I hate all that stuff. What I really want to do are the political reports, but
no kidding. Hey, listen. I'm going to a meeting on Wednesday, the British Union of Fascists.
That's the crowd your sister keeps raving about.
Raving is the operative word. But I am to take a closer look at them. Would you like to come with me?
Would I? Oh, Scott, that'll be the cat's pajamas.
Before Mama settled down for her nap, she gave me a solemn warning.
What do you mean?
Not to leave Caro alone with young Scott. She says we don't want another American in the family.
Your mother really is impossible.
Hello, you two. Is it too late to wish you a happy Easter?
Oh, Nicholas, darling.
Hello, my boy. Welcome home.
We didn't hear the taxi this time. How are you? Oh, you look wonderful. Have you had anything to eat?
I'm absolutely fine. Stop fussing, darling. Where's Jenny?
She's down at the stables with Richard.
Oh, is she?
Yes, they went to fetch the... What's the matter?
Nothing at all. I think I'll go and unpack. Excuse me, will you?
Ooh, that was rather abrupt, wasn't it?
Yes. What on earth made him... Oh, Lord.
You mean because of Richie? Or surely not?
Well, before Jenny married Nicholas, she was completely besotted with Richard, wasn't she? He's never forgotten that.
And he's still jealous? Oh, it doesn't make sense. Well,
jealousy doesn't make sense. It just happens.
Yes. I saw your face when Carol mentioned Paul Wayman.
And that was all over, what, 15 years ago?
You said you'd forgiven me.
I have. Of course I have. But it can still hurt, even now.
Are you going to put the light out?
Not yet. I'm still reading.
You're not. I can tell. Talk to me, Nick.
Satisfied?
If I had any sense, I'd let you stew. I don't think you realize how much I love you.
Tell me. I want to know.
Every thought, word and deed expresses it. If you can't see it, you must be blind.
You still want Richard, though, don't you?
Oh, just because I went for a walk with Richard...
To the stables. Well, that's where you used to meet him, in the stable loft. That's where you and Richard used to...
Stop it! You must stop this. Richard and I went down to fetch the children. It's all in your head. It's not real.
I miss you so much when I'm at sea. I torture myself with fantasies of losing you.
Don't you think I'm doing the same thing? But I trust you.
I trust you. It's Richard. You're a giver, but he takes and...
He's got a wife, a son...
And another one on the way. Seems I can't even give you a baby, Jenny.
Oh, that's enough. Oh, let's concentrate on us. On this.
In a few moments, it will be my pleasure and my privilege to introduce our leader, Sir Oswald Mosley. First, I would like to say a few words. The problem facing us today is one of vital importance to the nation. We were born and bred in this country.
Oh, look.
And we must fight.
There's Uncle Charlie.
That is in our midst.
Where?
In the front row.
Thanks to our
Angina,
leader. We can identify that evil.
Oh, yeah. We'll go talk to them later, maybe.
Be quiet, can't you?
Growth, let's not. Which is they might ask us back to their flat.
Don't you want to?
I'd rather go back to our house. I told them to leave sandwiches out for us and some coffee.
Okay, well, that's what you want to do, I mean.
I don't have to tell you.
Sorry.
Friends, what I'm referring
to. Let's hear what this little jerk has got to say.
There is an old saying. Where there's muck, there's money. I tell you now. Where there's money, you will find the chosen people. Working behind the scenes. Yeah. Trying to take over our beloved country. Right. The British government are blind to their sinister influence.
Hogwash.
That is why we must tackle the problem here and now. I tell you, the Jews must be segregated.
How?
What was that?
How do you propose to segregate them? Convict them of the crime of being Jewish? Throw them in jail?
Sit down and shut your face!
Or do you intend to wipe them out altogether?
Throw him out!
Stop!
All I want is a straight answer to my question.
Use your bloody arts!
Jenny, come and sit down. I hope I haven't dragged you away from anything important this evening.
Not at all. Goodness, have you taken all the gardening books down from the shelves?
No, only the ones about alpine plants and heathers.
Oh, you're planning the new rock garden.
Yes.
What do you want me to do? Start making a list?
No, that's not why I asked you to come to the library. I wanted a word with you privately. It's about Richard.
What about Richard?
I'm a little concerned about him, and Polly too.
I don't understand. Polly seems to be so happy, glowing with health, and she's really looking forward to the new baby.
Yes. I wonder if Richard is equally delighted about becoming a father for the second time.
What makes you say that?
Do you know the Morrisseys over at Fallowfield? Joe Morrissey runs a dairy farm. He's a JP. Sits on the bench in Medford. He's got a pretty little wife, Helen, I think her name is. Have you come across them at all?
I don't think so. I thought we were talking about Richard.
Morrissey's older than his wife, and he puts in a lot of hours on that farm of his. They say she feels neglected.
You think Richard might be neglecting Polly? Well, I know he often works late at the farm office.
I wasn't making comparisons. Morrissey's away from home a good deal. They say his wife finds life rather lonely and that Richard has been seeing her. People are beginning to talk.
Oh, no. He wouldn't be such an idiot.
I've tried to speak to him. Diplomatically, you know, but he won't discuss it with me. I thought he might listen to you.
I couldn't do that. Perhaps Nick could talk to Richard.
They'd probably end up having a blazing row. Couldn't you put in a word, my dear? Before the gossip gets back to Polly.
Do you want some more coffee?
Mm-mm.
How about a brandy?
You mean medicinally? No, thanks. I'll be fine.
How are you feeling now?
Okay, I guess. Thank God my nose has stopped bleeding. I was scared I'd ruin your sofa cushions.
Oh, who cares? As long as you're not hurt.
Nothing but my pride. And that's only dented a little. I should never have asked you to come with me.
I wouldn't have missed it for worlds. Oh, you're so lucky, being able to write about stuff like that. My editor would have a fit if I turned in a piece about Moseley and his bully boys.
He likes to play safe, huh?
Oh, it's such a terrible reactionary paper.
Mm.
But you once told me that's one way to fight the system, from the inside.
Well, I guess it also pays better than fighting from outside. Hey, look at the time. I have to go.
Oh, you can't possibly. The tubes stop running at midnight and... And the guest room's all ready. You must stay.
Well, if you put it like that.
You're so beautiful.
You're crazy. You know that?
I hope you don't mind. But I think perhaps I'm a bit in love with you.
Now I know you're crazy.
I mean it. First moment I saw you, I always hoped this would happen. I've always wanted...
Hey, now, come on. Take it easy, will you?
What's the matter?
You're a very surprising girl. But maybe you shouldn't be too hasty.
I don't do this sort of thing as a rule, if that's what you're thinking. Oh, plenty of people have tried. Some of the men I work with asked me out once or twice, but I wasn't in love with them. It would be different with you.
Carol, I'm flattered. But you're very young.
I'm not. I'm 22. And I want you so much. Only you don't want me, is that it?
It's not that. It's just... Look, if I leave now, I can still make the last bus.
Leave?
Well, yeah. I guess I should.
All right, then. Go, if that's what you want.
Carol, I'll call you tomorrow. We'll talk.
I'm busy tomorrow. I'm sorry if I embarrassed you.
Come on, don't be like that.
Just go, why don't you?
Good night, Carol.
What? Richard?
Morning, Jenny. Not often I get the pleasure of your company at the farm office these days.
No. Can you spare a few minutes, Richard?
Well, I'd love to say yes, but you've picked rather a bad moment.
I won't keep you long.
Well, unfortunately, I'm just on my way out, and I don't quite know when I'll be back. Probably not till late.
Are you going anywhere near Fallow Field, by any chance?
I suppose Pa put you up to this. He had a go at me the other day. Why can't he stop meddling?
He's worried, and so am I. Oh, for goodness sake, Richie, what happens if Polly finds out?
She won't find out. I'd never do anything to hurt Polly. But, well, she's lost interest in me lately.
She's expecting your baby.
Exactly. She's so wrapped up in all that, she hasn't got time for me.
Oh, you're like a spoilt child. That's how your son behaves. When he wants something, he grabs it without stopping to think. But he is only 5 years old.
I need a bit of excitement sometimes. A bit of loving. Well, you should understand that better than anyone. Your husband's away at sea for months on end. How do you put up with it?
Oh, Richard, I...
Look, we're two of a kind, you and I.
Please, let go of me.
No, you loved me once, Jenny. I believe you still do. Bloody hell, that hurt.
It was meant to. As a matter of fact, I already knew you'd been making a fool of yourself. The housekeeper told me you'd been pestering one of the maids. Though I didn't tell your father that. But now you've started seeing this woman...
Helen's a darling. And that husband of hers is a brute.
Richie, marrying Polly was the best thing you ever did. Don't throw that away. Just for a bit of fun.
Helen's more than that. It's not my fault if she's fallen in love with me.
And do you love her?
I don't know. It's so... so complicated. Look, I've got to go, but... I'll think over what you said. I promise you that.
Once these take root, we'll have the finest collection of heathers in the south of England.
Why do you want heather? It grows like a weed in the Highlands. You might as well plant cow parsley.
Oh, you have no soul, Mama. What do you think, Jenny?
I never knew there were so many varieties. It's going to be a sea of purple and white.
More like a sea of mud at present. It looks like a battlefield. Sounds like one, too.
Richard and the men have gone ratting.
I'd have thought Richard could find pleasanter ways of passing a Saturday afternoon.
What do you mean by that?
Well, shooting rats. It's hardly a gentleman's occupation, is it? Farmers used the back of a spade in my day. Guns were for game then. But everything's changed now. Strangers all over the place, tramping over our lawns.
Strangers?
There's a little party of trippers in the Long Walk, four of them. Gawping at the herbaceous borders and scattering packets of sandwiches across the grass. Didn't you know?
I certainly did not. Damn cheek.
Perhaps they don't realise this is private property. Shall I go and have a word with them?
Oh, that would be very kind.
I won't be long.
Didn't you say anything to them, Mama, as you passed by?
You might have given them permission, for all I know. They were making themselves quite at home with their paper cups and pork pies. Crown House doesn't belong to me any longer.
Now, don't be tiresome, Mama. Anyway, Jenny will sort them out.
What are you doing here?
Oh, excuse me.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to startle you.
Oh, you didn't. It was just... I was just...
Perhaps you weren't aware that this is private property?
Oh, is it? I didn't see any sign.
There is a notice by the gate. I'm afraid you'll have to leave. Where are your friends?
Friends?
I was told there were four of you having a picnic.
Oh, yes. The others have gone back to the car. They're waiting for me. Oh, I really am most fearfully sorry.
No harm done.
Well, have they gone?
Yes, they've gone.
Well done, Jenny.
They weren't being difficult. Hello.
One of the stable lads. What is it now?
Sir, madam, excuse me, but I've got a note for Mrs. Jenny from the master. I should have given it to you an hour since, only...
Only you forgot. Never mind, it can't be helped.
See, I got a bit excited. I ain't never shot at rats before.
All right, off you go. Quite an eventful morning.
What does it say?
Oh, mind your own business, Mama.
It's just a note from Richard. He wants to see me. I'd better go down to the farm.
Take care. Make sure they see you coming.
I will.
Why does he send for Jenny? Why not his wife?
Polly can't be troubled with farm matters. She's got quite enough to keep her occupied.
But has Jenny?
Oh, Martin. Have you seen Richard anywhere?
No, I just came down to saddle up Jupiter. Have you tried the farm office?
Yes, he's not there.
He might be in the hayloft.
Richard,
I'll go up and see.
Careful, the ladder's a bit shaky.
I can manage. Richie, are you up here? Richard? Oh, no.
What's happened?
Richie? Oh, God.
What is it? Hang on, I'll come up.
No, don't. Run and get help. Tell them there's been an accident. Tell them... Richard is dead.
That was episode 1 of Crown Papers by Peter Ling and Juliet Ace. Alice was played by Dinah Sheridan and William by Geoffrey Whitehead. Old B, Margaret Rawlings. Richard, Michael Cochran. Polly, Melinda Walker. Nicholas, Mark Straker. And Jenny, Helena Breck. Caroline was played by Deborah Makepeace and Martin by Richard Pierce. Colin McFarlane was Scott Hansen. Alan Barker, the speaker, and Susan Sheridan, the stranger in the garden. Crown Papers is directed by Tracy Neal.